Good morning. Hope everyone is well this morning. Amen. This morning, we still walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. This will be the last series of walking in the footsteps of Jesus, but we still walk with Jesus daily, don't we?
That's right.
Daily, because we fall short of the glory of God. We have sinned and we fall short, but we get back on path by his grace, and we continue walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And today, church, we will be walking in the obedience of Jesus. Walking in the obedience of Jesus. We are all called by God to walk in obedience of Jesus. Jesus is our example. Remember our example in his life, in everything that he does. And his obedience is one of the things that we most closely follow. Because his obedience was not of himself. His obedience was of God, the Father. So we watch Jesus closely. With Jesus' obedience, we can walk in truth. Because the obedience of Jesus, we can walk in love. Because the obedience of Jesus, we can't walk in sin. Sin, at its core, is disobedience to God. Disobedience to God. Sin is more than our mistakes. Sin is more than our failures. In the essence of sin, we are saying, we trust ourselves more than we trust God. We love ourselves more than we love God. And we serve ourselves more than we serve God. It's all disobedience. All disobedience, church. Remember our purpose: to know God, to love God, and to serve God. And we serve God by obeying Jesus, by obeying Jesus. Love and obedience. Love and obedience. Jesus tells us to walk in love and obedience. Love and obedience. Follow me in love and obedience, Jesus says. Because if we love someone, sometimes we might just listen to them, right? If we love someone, we might just do what they asked of us to do, right? It's like in a relationship or marriage. If you love me, you would do this. If you love me, you would do what I asked of you. Well, if you don't do what I ask of you, then I must question your love for me. If you don't do what I ask of you, well, you don't love me. That's our way of looking at things. It's hard. It sounds harsh, unfair. But that's what Jesus has called of us. That's what Jesus is asked of us. Jesus says in John 14:23, Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teachings. Anyone who loves me will obey my teachings. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teachings. John 14:24 reads, anyone who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. What is Jesus saying? Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teachings. Will not. You say you love God. Do you really love God? Examine ourselves this morning, church. Examine ourselves this morning. Do you really love Jesus? Are you walking in his commandments? Are we being obedient to his teachings? Oh, I love God. Oh, I love Jesus. But are you walking in his footsteps, obeying the things that he asks us to do? Always a time when we read God's word to examine ourselves. Examine ourselves. If we walk in our purpose to know God, to love God, and to serve God, Jesus is saying, this is not coming from me. These things that I say are not my words. They're coming from the Father. They're coming from the Father. Whether either you love God, you would do what Jesus asks. We can actually move Jesus a little out of the way. But if we love God, God says obey Jesus. So we must obey Jesus. Our ultimate goal is heaven. See the glory of God. Our ultimate goal. Jesus is only doing what the Father asks him to do. That's all. That's all. He's only doing what God asked him to do. And we love God. We need to be close to God. So we do what Jesus asks us to do. Jesus trusted his Father and obeyed him. He trusted God and obeyed God. Makes me think about my childhood growing up. There was nothing my father could ask me to do that I wouldn't do. Even if I didn't understand it, I did it because I trusted him. I trusted that whatever he asked me to do would be of some good, even if I did not know. Because he loved me, and I didn't think that he would ask me to do anything that would be a detriment to me or anyone else. So I took his word for it. I trusted him, and I obeyed him. Now, as I got older, 21, standing on my own, it became a choice. It became a choice. I had a choice. Did I want to obey him or not? I was a grown man, so I said some things I didn't. I didn't obey. And it didn't turn out the way I thought. Didn't turn out the way I thought. We think about kids today, and as they get older, sometimes they want to go their own way and not obey us as parents. But we love them. We have the best interest for them. And we want them to realize that. We would never tell them anything that would hurt them, hopefully. Amen? So in the point, we need for them to obey us, no matter how old they think they are, how wise they think they are. We will lead them on the right path, just as Jesus will lead us to the Father. In our obedience, Jesus will lead us to the Father. That's the goal. That's where we want to go. That's where we want to go. We want to go back to where we started. We want to go back to where we started. We must trust and obey Jesus. We must trust and obey Jesus. This is our faith, church. This is the core of our faith, that we trust and obey Jesus. You have faith? Trust and obey Jesus. Trust and obey Jesus. This is our hope. This is our hope. Trust and obey Jesus. What are you hoping for this morning? It could be found in Jesus. What are you asking for in this life? What are you depending upon? What is the question that's on your heart? it could be found in Jesus. Whatever it is, it can be found in Jesus, church, in Jesus. Again, Jesus will lead us to the Father, and that's our goal, to return from which we came. But sin separated us. Sin separated us. John 17:3 reads this. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. That is eternal life. That's what Jesus is saying. You want eternal life? Jesus, following his footsteps, is leading us to the Father. That's the goal, he's saying. To know you, God Almighty. To know you. That is the purpose. To know you through me. We get to God only through Jesus. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Father, 17:4, I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. The obedience of Jesus. He's glorified the Father in all that he has done on his earth. All that he has done on his earth. We want to glorify God, but we have to do it through Jesus. We have to do it through Jesus. It is the purpose that our calling here on earth should be. Everything that we do is to glorify God through Jesus Christ, church. Through Jesus Christ. Jesus' life was not of his own will. His life was not of his own will. How would you feel if your life was not of your own will? It shouldn't be. Our lives are not of our own will. Our will must be broken unto the will of the Lord. We should not be walking in our own will. Jesus, the example, his life was not of his own will. Jesus explained, I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Meaning Jesus came into this life to do the will of the Father and not to do his own will. Not to do his own will. And our desire, church, should be the same. Our desire should be the same. To do the will of the Father, that means following and obeying Jesus Christ. Nothing Jesus did was outside of God's will. Nothing. Nothing he did was outside of God's will. Jesus' entire life here on earth was solely to do God's will. Solely to do God's will. Nothing was to distract or deter Jesus from doing the will of the Father. Nothing. Nothing. That's our example. Nothing should distract us from doing the will of the Father through Jesus. We are here to glorify God through Jesus, church. Not ourselves. This life is not our own. We hear countless songs of it, and we sing those songs. But do we believe those songs? Do we follow that? Our life is not our own. That's why we have the altar. We give our prayers unto God. We give our life unto God through Jesus, through our faith in Christ. That's where it starts. That's where it starts. Total obedience to the call of God's will was Jesus. Total obedience. God the Father sent Jesus. He sent Jesus. Nothing Jesus did was of his own will. Nothing he does right now for us is of his own will. Nothing. And we wonder, Some may wonder why we praise Jesus so much. Why we praise him? Because he is worthy. He is worthy. Jesus is our everything. He is our everything. He's our mother, our father, our brother, our sister, our children. He's everything. He is the cornerstone of it all. Of it all, church. We owe it all to him. That's how the Father wants it. That's how he wants it. He judges us by our obedience to Jesus. God sits on the throne and judges us by our obedience to Jesus. Are we rejecting Jesus, who was sent by the Father? We will not see heaven if that's the case. You will not see heaven if that's the case. We ought to love and honor Jesus. Jesus. God the Father sent Jesus for the purpose to lead us back to him. To lead us back to him. John 8:42 reads, Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, would you love me? For I have come from God. I have not come of my own. God sent me." If God was your Father, would you love Jesus? He said, "I have not come of my own. God sent me." So if you love God, you must love me. If you love God, you must love Jesus. There's no beating around the bush. There's no hopping and skipping and skipping and hopping. Jesus speaks for God. Jesus speaks for God. Jesus obeyed God no matter the outcome. He was obedient even unto death. Even unto death. The obedience of Jesus, even unto death. No questions. No questions. Will you be willing to do this? Like we talked about last week, church, Jesus was called to the cross to give his life on the cross. Obedience unto death. And our obedient call is not the cross. It's to surrender our lives to Jesus. That's the total sacrifice. Our call is not the total sacrifice. It's a small portion of that sacrifice. And we sometimes can't even do that. We sometimes can't even surrender our lives under the lordship of Jesus, which God has asked us to do. If we want eternal life, it has to go through Jesus. Jesus is for our good. It's for our good, church. Philippians 2:7. Rather, he, Jesus, made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Obedient unto death. He humbled himself. Being fully God, Jesus took on our nature, our weak nature, being fully God. Our weak nature, Jesus came and humbled himself and became a servant to not only God, but to all people. All people. Our Savior became a servant to all people. Who are we to be served? But Jesus came from heaven, fully God, fully man, to serve and to teach. All in the name of God. All in the name of the Father. The temptations, the humiliations, the weaknesses, Jesus all felt. He endured it all. Everything that we endure today, Jesus humbled himself being God so that he could feel those same things, so that he could feel those same, so he would know what we are thinking when we are going through those trials. Jesus knows everything about you and I. When we find ourselves in our weaknesses, Jesus knows just how we feel. When others humiliate us, laugh at us, ridicule us, Jesus knows how you feel. When we go through the temptations of the flesh, that tries to control us, that we sometimes feel like we have no choice in the matter, that we may give in to, Jesus felt those same temptations. Jesus endured all of that and still did not sin. Our example, Jesus. Everything that we go through, Jesus went through and stayed holy, stayed sinless. That's our example. Jesus on the cross. The Father sent Jesus. Jesus didn't want to separate from the Father in that moment. Jesus didn't want to die in that moment. But it wasn't for him. Jesus asked the Father, Luke 22:42, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, this cup of separation from you, this cup of death. Nevertheless, not my will, Father, but yours be done. Jesus heading to the cross, to death. Father, remove this cup from me. But if it's not your will, Father, so be it. Take my life. Take my life. I will sacrifice my life for your glory. For your glory. Jesus, total obedience to the Father. It's our example. His obedience to the Father is our example to be obedient to him. Jesus, the perfect model of obedience found in Jesus. The perfect model. Now, I'm not saying the perfect model is to die physically. But the perfect model is to die of yourself. Die to our own will. Jesus will build us back up in his will. The Bible tells us he who is last here on earth will be first. That's great. That's great. That should give us joy. It's okay. It's okay to be there. It's okay. It's all right. We're walking in the footsteps of Jesus, abiding in his will, abiding in him, because the ultimate goal is to glorify God. That's what we do when we're here, when we make ourselves lowly. Contrite heart, That's what we do, church. Jesus loves that. God loves it even more. He secures us a place in heaven for those things. For those things, church. Follow Jesus' examples and commands. Follow Jesus' examples and commands. So when we walk in the footsteps of Jesus, his life leads us to the cross. His life leads us to the cross. And in the cross, there's hope. In the cross, there's love. There's peace in that cross. And in the cross, there's forgiveness. There's forgiveness of our sins in that cross. Understand the obedience of Jesus on the cross allows us to be forgiven, forgiven children of God. Forgiven children of God. The Bible tells us if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgiveness in that cross. Children of God, we must repent. We must repent, meaning turn away from our sins and turning towards God. Giving our sins a kiss goodbye in the rearview mirror and giving God a sweet hello. Just as Jesus died for us to live a life forgiven. Forgiven. Whatever it may be, confess it. Confess it. Confess it to God. Give it to God. Whatever the troubles may be in our hearts, give it to God. He knows. There's no secrets from God. There's no secret from God. Sin turns us away from God, church. We would never see God walking in sin. We'll never see God walking in sin. We must repent with thankful and grateful hearts. Repentance, the key to forgiveness. But we must forgive ourselves also. Forgive yourself. God does. God does. Forgive yourself. Tell God how much you love him by repenting. Repenting of your sins is love for God. Giving our life to Jesus is love to God. God loves you, and there's nothing that you can do that you can't come back to God. If you're breathing, God has forgiveness for you. If you wake up and breathing, whatever bad thing that may be on your heart, give it to God. He can erase it for you. And you walk in that forgiveness. The world may still judge, but you are free. You are free. Because remember, Jesus paid your price. That cross, Jesus paid your price, church. Whatever it is, Jesus paid your price to be forgiven. Jesus died so that we can have a relationship with God. So that we can have a relationship with God. When we do wrong, we can repent and become clean because of the sacrifice of Jesus. Understand that. Because we do wrong daily. We do wrong daily. And repentance is called for almost daily. You can never repent enough. You can never repent enough. So we must forgive ourselves, and because it's an act of faith in Jesus. Man won't understand you, but he does. He does. He does. Acts 8:22. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours. We'll stop right there. Sometimes I truly believe that we don't repent because we may think that we have nothing to repent for, that we are okay, that we are all right. I'm not out here robbing, killing, stealing. I'm okay. But you must remember, we were born sinners through the fall in the garden. No fault of your own. It was no fault of our own. But you are a sinner. You were born a sinner. That is why we need Jesus to cleanse us of these sins that we have. So you're not okay. You're not okay. You could be the nicest person in the world, but if you haven't received forgiveness through Jesus, you are not okay. You will die in your sin. You will die in your sin. Understand, there's no good in us on our own. That goodness that's in us comes from Jesus. Comes from Jesus. I am no one without Jesus. No one. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours. And pray to the Lord that if possible, if possible, God, please save me. Help me, God. Help me. If possible, the worst thing that you ever could do in life, and you get down there on the altar and you ask for your forgiveness, if possible. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. If possible. The heart, the hidden things of the heart, the hidden things of the mind that we all need forgiven of. Sometimes we hold some things in our hearts, oh, man, that hurts us more than anybody else, that weighs us down more than anybody else. That hurt, pain, unforgiveness, that guilt. These things can weaken our relationship with God. That guilt, that hurt, that pain, that shame, you can all bring it to the altar. Bring it to the altar. Jesus has paid the price. There's no excuse. There's no guilt nor shame that you can't bring to the altar, that you can't bring to God for forgiveness. And with the true repentance in your heart and the love of God through Christ, you are forgiven. You will be forgiven. So we must let go and move forward. So we must let go and move forward. Whatever is troubling you, give it to God so you can be a better person. Not only for yourself, but for your loved ones, for those around you, daily. Daily, church. And when you let go and move forward, you learn to forgive others. You learn to forgive others. Once you've forgiven yourself, because of God have forgiven you, you have the heart to forgive others. All of this is in that cross, the obedience of Jesus. This is what he teaches us. when he gives us that new heart of love, truth, obedience, forgiveness. We can forgive others because unforgiveness is sin. Unforgiveness is sin, and sin separates us from God. From God. I know forgiving is easier said than done. Easier said than done, especially if it's a heavy betrayal. Heavy betrayal. We all have probably been there. If you've not been there, you will one day. You will one day. Yeah. Yeah. But it may feel like it's impossible to forgive. It do. And that's why we can't do it on our own strength. We can't do it on our own strength. But we rely on Jesus, and we pray for that strength. And he will help us. He will help us. You are saving your own life, and you are helping the one who you are praying for. Prayer is powerful, church. Prayer is so powerful. Intercession is so powerful. That's why we pray for each other. The Spirit fills all things. The Spirit travels. I pray for you, you pray for me. And God makes sure we feel those prayers. You see miracles working. Man, it's so wonderful. Church, we must forgive like Jesus. We must forgive like Jesus. Jesus taught us to forgive. Luke 6:37 reads, "Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." The teachings of Jesus. The teachings of Jesus. Whatever you need, you can find it in Jesus. Whatever problem you're having with anybody here on earth, Jesus has an answer. And the right answer. Jesus' answer will humble us if you want to be humble. Now, if you want to stay in your anger and be rude and upset and to someone, you won't turn to Jesus. Because Jesus is going to tell you the right way to do things. Not the revenge way to do things, the right way, with love, with love. Because remember, if we love Jesus, we love others. We love Jesus, we love others. Matthew 5:44. "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." It's not easy. It's not easy. But this is Jesus. This is the one we're following. This is Jesus. These are his teachings. These are his teachings. If you love me, you will obey my teachings. That's what Jesus says. It's not easy. But when we forgive, our burdens are lighter. Our stress is lighter. We can have peace, because we can't have peace, church, with unforgiveness in our hearts. We can't have peace with resentment in our hearts. We can't have peace with bitterness in our hearts. Can't. See how Jesus is trying to prevent these things from us? Trying to help us. In all that he does, in all that he does, he don't want you to have unforgiveness in your heart. That causes headaches. Resentment causes stress. All these things will lead you to the doctor. He doesn't want that for us. He does not want that for us, church. Not at all. Forgiveness is freedom. Forgiveness is freedom. Free yourself. Free yourself. Forgiveness is freedom. The cross brings forgiveness. I am free. I am a free child of God because I am forgiven. No burdens of my sin because of Jesus. Lay your burdens down because Jesus paid the price. Walk in freedom. You are forgiven. Tell somebody else to walk in freedom because they are forgiven. Sometimes we don't like ourselves a lot. We look on our past and we say, I really don't like you. Been there? Looked in the mirror? I don't like you that much. I don't like who you used to be. But don't hold that against yourself. Jesus paid the price. He doesn't hold it against you. True repentance. Remember, we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That releases those burdens. Freedom. Freedom. The obedience of Jesus. All that we talked about today, church, was the obedience of Jesus. That's our example. Jesus did nothing of his own will. Our example. Everything you read about Jesus, he did for the Father. Because the Father loved you and I so much that he sent his only begotten Son. His only begotten Son to the earth. To make himself just as low as dirt. To be a servant to us. The very ones that he's saving. The very ones that he's saving. Jesus. The obedience of Jesus. Nothing of his own will. For the love of God. The love that God has for you. That's why we love Jesus so much. That's why we praise Jesus so much. That's why we worship Jesus so much. Jesus is our everything. He is our everything. Without Jesus, we'll never see God. Never see God. Don't seek your mother. Don't seek your father. Seek Jesus. Seek Jesus. Don't seek your pastor. Seek Jesus. God has placed people in our lives to lead us to Jesus also. That's where we come in. We know God through Jesus. So we intercede for others who don't know God. So we lead them to Jesus as Christians. We lead them to Jesus. We teach them of the love of Jesus, the obedience of Jesus, and that we should follow, walking in his footsteps daily, daily, allowing people to see our walk with Jesus. That will change their minds. Sometimes you don't have to say a word. It's your walk. It's your walk that speaks volumes. Allow that. Allow that. Our motto at Capital City Church, love God, love people. And we can do that by obeying Jesus. By obeying Jesus. Let us pray, church. Let us pray. Father God, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Because you asked us to come to you in the name of Jesus. That anything that we ask in his name may be done. So, Father, right now, in this moment, Father, we pray that you cover us. That you cover us in that precious blood of Jesus. That you speak to our hearts through that precious blood of Jesus. That you speak to our minds in that precious blood of Jesus. That you direct our paths in that precious blood of Jesus. Lift those burdens from our hearts. Lift those sorrows from our hearts. Lift that unforgiveness from our hearts. Because of the blood of Jesus, the sacrifice, the obedience of Jesus, we can walk in forgiveness. And we can forgive others. Father, we say thank you. Thank you for who you are. And Father, I thank you for these hearts that enter into your house today. Bless them, bless their families, bless their children, and their children's children, Father. Because these hearts walked in these doors today, Father, to honor you, to glorify you, to give you worship, to give you praise, Father, by your faithfulness that you placed in them. Father, we love you, we honor you, and we thank you for your son, Jesus. And it's his name that we pray. Amen, amen, amen.